Welcome back, Delusional Podcast number 20. It is a start, or it is the end of the first season. Since this is number 20, we're going to be doing 20 episodes per season. So this is the last episode of the first season. Let's get a round of applause. So today, I am so grateful to have one of my best friends here with me. Her name is Kaylee.
Kaylee,
who are you? Well, give us a little...
Well, I'm Kaylee.
Kaylee West, she's related to Kanye.
Mm-hmm. He's actually my uncle. I don't know.
So, like, how did we meet? How did we meet?
Oh, God. It was probably...
Softball! We played... So growing up, we were, like, not, like, bigger kids, but we were, like... You know, stocky.
We ate meat every day.
We had some steaky. And so we played softball.
We were like on the all-star team.
Yeah, we were like the good ones of
we
the team.
We got asked to be on the all-star team.
Yes, we did. We got.
I still sucked, but at least that was one of them.
No, but like that's how we met. And then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we were on the same softball team. And Delaney would hit and. I would catch.
That's so true.
I would just swing and a miss.
Swing. You had that. You were a hitter. Weren't
really,
you a hitter?
I don't really. I kind
of. Man, I was always so like, ooh,
all
she
I know
a hitter.
That was the fastest. Yeah.
So we met then, and then we kind of like disconnected for a while.
Yeah, because we went to like different middle schools. So like, yeah. I don't know if that was like the same in everyone else's hometown, but like, a lot of people didn't really know each other from other schools when, like, I guess they were, like, in junior high and stuff like that.
Yeah, and so,
like,
and then...
middle school.
Yeah, middle school, you played basketball.
Uh-huh.
You played softball for Trevor, too.
I did everything,
you
baby.
Did cheerleading, too.
I did cheer. The only
volleyball.
Thing I did not do is track because...
Oh, a bitch can't run.
Hell no.
A bitch can't run.
A bitch can't run.
And then in high school, we... freshman year... Okay, we've always been, like, close, but, like...
Yeah, very, like, close in our friend groups.
Yeah, close, but, like, not to the point where we would, like, hang out one-on-one.
No.
Like we do now. But then, so, flash forward to senior year, we're both on homecoming court. we did that together. What else?
Like, we were supposed to win, but, I mean, shit.
Yeah, we both did not win. Like, props to Allison Clark, if you ever are watching this... I wanted you to win. Don't tell Kaylee that. But, like, I don't know.
Don't watch that video, though.
Yeah. If you guys look at the video of my homecoming, whatever, rally, Kaylee's face in it when she didn't win says it all. Like, I'll replay it. I'll put it in the...
Cut the cameras.
Oh, my God.
It was just, like funny because, like, I just had a lot of people that had came up to me and was like, oh, I'm voting for you. And my whole, like, volleyball team was like, oh, go vote for Kaylee and Keenan. And, like, there was really no other... Me and Keenan were the only couple on court, so...
All the other ones were... Well, I obviously am gay. Allison's gay. It was all just fun.
And you guys didn't even go with, like, your significant others. Like, you guys just went with friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We were all single besides...
Me and Keenan were the only couple on court.
Yep. And then after that, So, COVID hit.
Mm-hmm. We kind of died.
Took away our senior year, so we really didn't hang out then.
Nobody. Like, I work in the medical field, so I wasn't really hanging out with anybody.
Yeah, I was home all of quarantine, I would say.
Like, in the beginning of COVID, everyone seriously thought I had, like, the plague. Just because I was, like,
because you
a
were,
hospital.
Like, yeah.
No one wanted to see me. I was like, okay.
When did you move in? So she has her own place with her friend, and they actually, fun fact, it's like kind of like a minute away from my house.
Not
so
even. It's walking distance.
Yeah, it's literally like, I would say neighbors. I would say neighbors. And so she moved. When did you move in? This past summer.
September or something like that. August or September. Yeah, so like a couple months ago.
Was that nerve-wracking? Or, like, how did it feel from moving to, like, your childhood home? You guys, you know, you literally, like,
right.
grew up there.
Honestly, I was kind of excited just because I'm, like, a very independent person. And I tend to kind of be breaking out of, like, my shell a little bit early than others.
Yeah.
So I was, like, very anxious to get out of my parents' house just because, like, the way our house is laid out, my room is right next to theirs. And I'd be up late. My mom would be like, shut the hell up. and stuff like that.
I remember she would text you.
Oh my gosh. She'd be like, Kaylee, I'm sleeping.
You'd have like girls' nights and she'd be like, I hear Delaney.
And everyone would be like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, this is like an every night thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was very excited to finally like, especially because also I had been like saving up for it for so long. And I didn't really, well, like, also another fun fact, me and Delaney were originally supposed to move in together.
Oh, God.
And.
Dude.
imagine that, like, if we fell through. We were potentially going to move to, like, Racine or Kenosha.
Could you even imagine us out there?
Oh, my gosh. We would probably not be breathing at this point.
I would be scared.
There'd be a whole apartment complex burnt to the floor.
That too, or there would be, oh gosh.
Yeah, no, it would not be good. But we were supposed to move in with one of our other friends, and yeah, that did not work at all. Which honestly, that was like God's plan, because
it really was. If that didn't happen, then I don't think I would be here, right? Like this whole setup, I don't think you would obviously not be.
No. I mean, and also, like, it would affect my job a lot, and also, we would not have room in a little tiny Racine apartment complex for...
That's what I'm saying, and, like, that's crazy, because if we would have taken that route, bro, we would have, like...
Yeah.
Not been...
We'd probably been hanging out with different people, too, to be honest.
Yeah. So. Were you homesick at all?
Like... No. I feel like if I, like, went away to college, where it was, like, an hour away... I would be a little bit, just because it is just, like, a little bit of a haul to get home.
And you're, like, are you a homebody?
I am to a certain extent. It's just a certain extent. Like, I definitely like going out, and but there's also times where I'm, like...
Like, you need, like... Yeah, I know what that means. They don't. Yeah, I don't know. I could move out right now. I could. But, like, I think you're in your, like...
Right.
Like, in your life, it made sense to at the time, especially in, like, summer when everything was, like, happening, like, school was starting, you moved, like, that, like, I couldn't imagine doing that then, but, like, now I feel like I could. I don't know if I would get homesick or not anymore. Like, I used to get really bad homesick.
I mean, soon, like, your apartment does start to feel like home. Like, when I'm at my parents' house now, like, and I'm there for a few hours, I'm like, okay, I want to go home. Just because, especially I had COVID in beginning of January. And especially then, just because you don't have, like, any of your own stuff. And honestly, like, you start, after being on your own for so much and being so independent by yourself and really relying on yourself, when your parents are there, they're used to, like, coddling you, kind of. Yeah. So I felt like I was kind of, like, a burden because they were just doing so much for me.
Yeah, and that's what you're, like, you were used to. You're like, oh, like...
Right.
You know,
but not
make
so
this.
Much anymore. Yeah. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Now you're like, I'll make my own food. I'll,
right,
you know,
do my own shopping, and
And if you mess up dishes, like, your parents aren't going to be like, oh, just let me just put it on the counter. You'll be like, at your own house, you're like, okay, I'm going to wash this, do this.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah.
I never thought about it like that, but that's so true because, I don't know, I love my parents. They do so much for me. Like, I think I like to think that I'm independent. I'm very independent with, like, work and, like, school, like, stuff like that, I would say. But, like, when it comes down to, like, I don't know. I'm, like, emotionally not independent, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm, like, I need to be around people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, for the first few months of when I moved out, I was texting my mom, like, every single day, just because obviously I missed her. I would talk to her and my dad every single day.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I did miss that aspect of things, and it like, it makes a huge difference when your parents are like 10-15 minutes away from you.
Yeah,
because then you can just like,
rather than like say like you moved like 2 hours away, you'd be like,
right,
what the heck,
that would be hard,
because like you go through Trevor all the time, or like you have your sister still here,
right? On top of it, like I was in Twin Lakes a lot already before I moved out.
So, and you're closer to your significant other.
Yeah. I'm closer to a lot of my friends, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, I'm a little bit farther from, like, my job and school. Yeah. But I didn't even care at that point. I was just so ready to, like,
yeah. So, since having, like, your own house, your own work, like, part-time, you know, at the hospital, you work a lot of hours. She works from, what hours do you work usually, like, nowadays?
Yeah, I used to work 12 to 8:30. I work at Frederick South. It's in Kenosha. It's a hospital. I used to work like a 12 to 8:30, but I recently got a new job, and I work in the emergency department. And so now I work like 3 to 11:30 most days.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you text me at, like, 12 o'clock.
I'm just, like, and I'm just like, getting home.
I'm dead. I know you're hyper because you just got off work. You want to go, whatever. I'm like, oh, God.
Literally. I don't know why. Like, usually a lot of people, I think it's honestly just because, like, it's a new job and I seriously, like, am in love with it. So, I'm usually, like, in a good mood leaving from work because I'm enjoying what I'm doing. But
and you're doing it for your future. It's not like you're working like here and then your future's all the way over here.
Right. I'm doing like I'm learning something that I'm going to need for the rest of my life.
Exactly.
So
and when you feel like you're learning something you want to learn or like you're learning something that you actually have passion in, you do it. Because like I search up YouTube shit and like social media stuff all day long.
Yeah.
And like that fulfills all my time and I get so happy. Mm-hmm. And then like that's like the same thing for you.
Right. And it keeps you like motivated. It keeps your day going. Exactly. So when I get home from work and it's like midnight, I'm like, who's ready to party?
Exactly.
And everyone's like,
where's the pong? But like how do you balance having a job like that, like a crazy job, school, which is like almost basically nursing school at this point. You do so much. And a social life with friends and having a significant, like, how do you balance it all? If there's people out there who balance it, here is Kaylee's advice on how she balances it. Because I don't think I could.
Honestly, like, I've always been going, like, my whole life. Like, even at 16, I had two jobs. I had two jobs.
You've always been, like, the kind that, like you need to be
going.
Yeah.
Like I like being very active and a lot of things, especially when I, like I said, when I was younger, I was coaching at my middle school. I did junior volleyball.
You're always involved.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I honestly think it's really fun too. Just, it keeps me occupied. I'd rather be out like going and doing something than like sitting at home all day.
Exactly. And you're the type of person that can balance it. Some people are like,
right.
You know, like you're really good at, cause you've grown up with it. You've seen your parents and you've seen.
That's another thing is like my family life is very much like go, go, go if you're not in everything. Like that's just my entire family, how they run. So I'm also very used to that. But
like if you're not involved, then you should be like
right
putting your name out there, putting you out there just to stay
doing
out of trouble.
Something. Yeah, right. You know, I don't really know how I manage it though. I haven't really had much of a social life lately just because usually I'll explain how my days go.
Yes, explain it. Morning to afternoon to night.
I wake up. I eat some brekkie.
You wake up, be a badass.
I eat some brekkie. Usually involves avocados and toast.
You make it yourself, too.
Yeah, I've actually been... That's one thing that's been consuming a lot lately, too. But that's a whole nother thing.
That's nice. So then it feels like you actually, like, accomplish something in your day. You know, like, even, like, doing the bed that makes you feel accomplished. Even if it doesn't look like it, like, inside it, like, feels like...
Right. I've been trying to, like, eat healthier lately because I'm going to Florida.
And we got to work out.
This COVID, like, winter body.
Kaylee, we promised...
Yeah, we have a plan.
We promised January 1st. I literally have a video of us saying we will work out every single day.
I don't think we worked out since January 1st.
We haven't worked out since last year, 2020. It's like December 13th.
Honestly,
before
like I don't really love Planet because it's very like machine based.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm kind of scared. Yeah. I want to use that tanning thing.
Yeah, we can do that if we pay $10 a month just to go tan it. You can't though.
I know, they yelled at me. But back to what you were saying.
Oh,
let's see your whole day. You ate breakfast.
Okay, so I eat brekkie, and then I usually have to do like a quiz or homework, and that takes up like all day until around like 2. Around 2, I start getting ready for work, get my little scrubbies on.
Are scrubs comfortable?
Yeah, they're like, but I mean, like, they can be uncomfortable, but they're basically like
pajamas.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they're really comfortable. They have to be easy to
move around
in. Yeah, because I'm constantly doing everything. But then I go to work, save some lives, da 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 da.
Save some lives. How many lives have you saved, do you think? None.
I don't know. Like, I actually, I haven't done CPR on anyone yet, which, as much as, like, I really want to, I don't really wish on anyone to need CPR, but it's one of those things that I want to do, actually.
Hands-on.
Right. But, I mean, like, in the ER, it's a lot of everything, like, saving a life. It's not, like, literally saving a life, but, like, it can mean the difference, like, the world's difference of somebody. Like, if a suicidal patient comes in and, like, you just sit there and talk to them. That's all they need. Or an older person needs, you know,
something.
Attendance or like someone to sit with, you know. So it's even just like the little things like that make a huge difference. But yeah, then I go home. I get home around like 12.
12 a.m., everyone.
Yeah, 12 at night. And then I usually, if I like was not feeling homework before work at all, I would do it then. So I'd be up to like 2 or 3 in the morning just trying to wrap my brain around molecules and how ions are formed.
So your brain all day is getting information.
Yeah, kind of.
That's good, though.
I have to think about how I'm making my breakfast, especially. The everything but the bagel seasoning gets me sometimes.
How to make the avocado. All right, but we are going to go into... Is that your whole day? Before we go into this super exclusive best friends quiz. Not really a quiz, but...
Okay, fine.
It's kind of going to be like, you know, who is more blank? And this is how it's going to go. So I'm going to ask a question, and we're going to decide who it is and why it's them, and maybe kind of like give you guys a story about it. So who plans more? Or who reaches... Who reaches out to each other more? I would say we do a really good job of, like, both. Because, like, this morning she called me to go out to breakfast, so we went out to breakfast. I call her sometimes for Dunkin'.
Yeah.
And I know you work, like, from 3 to 11:30, so I'm like, okay, like, I know she works at 3. I'll wake up and text her at, like, 10.
We have a tendency to say good morning to each other. We usually are the first faces we see, which is honestly, like, really surprising because both of us are so crabby in the morning before our coffee.
Yes.
So I don't know how we haven't killed each other yet. But, I mean, we managed to, like, make it the whole car ride to Dunkin'.
Yeah. And we communicate. I feel like that's why, like, even we, like, in California and stuff, like, we kind of, like, I don't know, we were pretty good together. Like, we worked together well.
Our personalities just work together. Like, we're both, I think both of us know, like, have the same, like, line drawn of things where, like, we mess around, like, we have a good time.
Yeah.
We call each other ugly.
We say we are ugly as hell.
We're actually so mean to each other, but also, like, we both know where that line is drawn to where it's like, okay, bitch. Like,
exactly. That, and we give each other the look. Like, we're at that stage. We're, like, best. I would say you are, my like, one of my best friends.
Oh, yeah.
You're,
like, my fucking only friend.
And I would say, like, we're really good at reading each other, like, across the room at, like, maybe, like, you know, at a social event, a party, whatever. We'll give each other a look when someone is, like, we don't like is there, or when someone is, like, getting on our nerves, but we don't want to say it.
Yeah.
But we just, like, I'm like, oh, God, Kaylee feels the same way I do.
Yeah.
Like, it's ready to leave. We're ready to, like, do something else.
Yeah, we're ready. Like, usually, as soon...
Like, you know what I'm about. I can usually, like,
sense a vibe, too.
Yeah.
If something is, like, you know, weird.
Like, you know
when something's wrong. And I'll look over at you, and we'll be like,
yeah.
Like, nah.
That happens so much.
This is not it.
All right, next question, or, like, next quiz thing. Who needs each other more? Oh, God.
Oh, my God. We both need each other.
Okay, yeah, we're both very...
Emotional.
We're both ugly.
Wait, that's the first time the ladies admitted that. Wait, we got it on camera.
Fuck you. I ain't ugly. I'm just cool.
I ain't ugly.
All right, who's more funny? I think we're... Okay,
these are honestly, questions like, that... you make me funny. Like, funny. You make me so, like, goofy, though.
Like, I feel like I bring out that in you, and you bring out, like, you don't judge, so, like, I feel comfortable being goofy.
Right.
There's some people I'm like, no. I can't be goofy in front of you. You're gonna, like, judge the fuck out of me. Mm-hmm. But, like, with you, I'm like, you're ugly as fuck, Kaylee. And, like, I don't know, stuff like that.
Yeah, no, that's definitely right.
What's one of our funniest memories?
Wait, give me a
second. Every day at lunch, I would walk the fucking sit down.
Miss Barranco!
Oh, my God. Going out to... So, we go out to eat with our one English teacher. She was my drama teacher. And we go out to eat with her, like...
Once a month?
Yeah. I'm gonna text her after this. But those are actually really funny.
I don't really know, like...
Our drives are funny. I don't know. I can't pick out
Probably one of our funniest memories. We weren't even together, but I laughed so hard when Delaney texted me and was like, Kaylee, answer me. I'm going to puke. And then I didn't answer her. And then I went on my phone a little bit later and said, I puked.
I remember that was like 20 minutes later and I was like, I puked. I don't know. I just didn't feel good.
Just that whole, like, that the whole thing.
I want to go back to our saved messages and pull it up. Gosh.
Oh, my God.
Another memory. What have we done? We went to California. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a good trip.
I can't believe we went. We literally bought tickets, like, the day of talking about it.
Yeah, so, like, we were trying to go to California for a little bit, but, like, nothing was really planned. And then one day, me and Delaney were doing homework. And yeah. We were really over our lives.
We were like, we're gonna do, my friend literally DM'd, or not even my friend, this, I'm gonna say random person at the time.
Random little boy.
Random person at the time DM'd me, he's like, come to Cali. And I was like, I saw that and I was like, Kaylee, that's a sign. So then I DM'd him more, and then, like, he ended up being really cool.
Uh-huh.
We stayed at his apartment. His name's Garrett.
Yeah.
Fellow LGBTQ.
Little side note, we honestly didn't know if he was, like, real. Me and Delaney were homeless for a few hours in California.
Oh, my gosh.
And we were literally at just, like, this park next to the airport. Because
next
we
to
had
the In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, and we went to In-N-Out Burger. And then we had, like, well, Delaney only had a backpack because she packs like a bird. I don't know how she does that. But I had, like, a suitcase on me. And we were trying to, like, be bougie and walk around L.A. and, like, trying to see everything. And there was just a lot, like, of scary people. And I was like, okay, I'm definitely going to get all of my luggage stolen if we don't go in one place. So then we hurried and scurried back to our little safe park.
And we thought L.A. was going to be, like, you know, seeing all these, like, you know, seeing the stars on the ground. Like, seeing just, like, Hollywood Bowl. Like, you know, kind of, like,
right. Well, I was
bougie.
Right. I was definitely expecting a little bit more than we saw. I felt like it was, we were, like, in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like I needed my mom.
Me too. I was like, it's me and Kaylee in the West Coast.
And there were, like, I think a lot of people knew that we were not from around there, so we were getting, like, a lot of looks.
And a lot of people just come up to talk to us. It was just weird.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, the
whole, at least he was real.
Yeah,
you know,
we saw him pull up. And
Nice-ass car.
Nice-ass car, and we were like, okay, fine, bed. Like, we're gonna go now.
Gosh, dude, yeah, we go back.
That was a good time.
But I think we're going to wrap that up. Do you have anything else you want to talk about? This is kind of fun. This is fun, isn't it?
I don't know.
Babe, thank you for being on too.
Mm-hmm.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Go follow the socials down below. And I hope everyone has a great day. Go watch this on YouTube at Delusional. Love you guys.